and Hunter, only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Good morning. Sorry to all the parents out
Welcome
there.
Welcome to the morning show of our imagination. Please don't touch that dial because I know you want to change the station.
It was not as good as the first time you did it.
I know.
You overthought it a little bit that time. Anyway, it's 7:10. We got to keep moving. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the morning dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, the morning dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Pump it up. Well, scientists are using their knowledge and skill to clone ferrets with the idea of helping increase the number of this endangered animal. U.S. Mm-hmm. Fish and Wildlife Service has successfully cloned a black-footed ferret, which they named Elizabeth Ann. This cloned animal is the first genetic copy of a North American endangered species.
This is pretty cool.
Because of the early success of the project, the team of scientists is going to keep rolling and creating more clones in the coming months.
This is great. I mean,
but here's my question with the clones, though. So, genetically speaking, they're all the same, correct? So won't that cause problems in breeding later? Because let's say you clone all the same one, and then you breed all the same clones. Isn't the genetic makeup the same?
Nah, see, here's what they do is they clone. They're cloning a few. So you get the one, right? And then you clone another one, so it's different genetics, and then those mate, and blah, 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 down, you know?
But see, right now,
I think
now,
they got to clone more than just one. Yeah, you're because right. Because you genetically can't.
Yeah.
You can't duplicate like that, right?
Do you remember everyone's losing their minds over what? Was it Dolly the sheep? That was the first cloned animal? And then it disappeared. It just disappeared.
I mean, it's kind of like God's work, I guess. A little bit, but I mean, it's not. I mean, you're not creating it from nothing.
I don't know. I just...
It's a big question, man. It was. When that sheep thing came out, it was... Half the people were like, this is amazing. This is the most incredible...
You can't play God. That was the other
and
half.
And then you got the other half.
Man, it's a sheep. Calm down, you know?
But then, if you're cloning endangered and taking endangered species off the endangered list, guys, this is huge.
And here's the thing, too.
That white rhino? Let's clone that thing a bunch of times.
We did it, too. We wiped out these animals. So maybe it's only fair of us, you know, if you want to bring the big guy into it, like he created them, and then we wiped him out. Don't you think it's kind of our duty to bring him back?
All right. Maybe people are saying, don't do God's work. Think about this. Maybe God was like, oh, my God, they're wiping all these animals out. Let's give them the opportunity to, you know, dig them out of the hole a little bit.
I'm all for it, man. Cloning. Honestly, I'd love a clone of myself. I would totally do a clone of myself.
Oh, no.
You kidding me?
Nobody would. Nobody would vote for that.
You could.
The doctors would be like, are you serious?
We're not going to waste billions of dollars trying to clone this guy.
We already got one of you. We don't need another.
Here's a question.
It would be weird. It'd be weird.
Here's a question. Could you have sex with a clone of yourself?
No. God.
I mean, what? Jeez. Would that be cheating?
You love yourself that much that you thought of this question right now. That's just a test, Brock,
of
how long you look at yourself in the mirror.
Nobody knows my body better than me. I'm just saying, when it comes to, it would be like the most epic.
What? No, it wouldn't.
What if I make a female?
It's a weird thing.
What if I make a female version of myself? Is that okay?
No, you didn't say that initially. What? No, you didn't. No, you got to go with it. No, you can't make a female clone of yourself.
So it's got male clone. I'd still do it. It'd be fine.
Jesus.
It'd be fine. Probably be, you know.
I love some stuff.
I could Eiffel Tower my wife with myself.
Yeah. Clap in your own hand.
I can kill. So, it's instead of in the front of the mirror, like I've done many times.
Oh, Jesus. Here's the weird thing about it, though, Brock. It's not like that. It'll be like a 60-year-old you and like a 20-year-old you. You know?
That's even better, man.
That's even better.
I'll make younger me do all the heavy lifting, and then I'll just kind of, you know, I'll just sit back and relax. This took a terrible turn. I apologize to everybody.
Good Lord, man. About get evaluated.
Cloning myself and then doing the devil's three-way with myself and my wife.
You know, just stick with the sex robots and the alien broads, huh? I can deal
with
that.
Okay, so we draw the line at cloning myself and then tag-teaming my wife. Okay, that's fine. Hey, we've learned the line. We know the line. We figured it out, and that's it. That's it.
Weirdo.
America has been
a segue from that
has been a country obsessed with its cars since the minute cars were invented, obviously. But after more than a century, they've finally been dethroned. According to a new survey, Americans now say their phones are the most important product in their lives. Cars came in second. Refrigerators came in third. No way is my phone more important than my car.
I'd rather get on Facebook than eat. It goes phone, car, fridge?
Yep, phone, car, fridge. That's the way it goes. That's the way it goes.
Like, is it going to be to a point where the people that really do love their phones so much, they're going to be like, I'm getting kind of sick of it? Or is that just not a thing? Like when I got my Nintendo, I loved my Nintendo for, like, a couple years. But then after a while, it's just like, it kind of sits there, you know?
I don't know, man. It's just, it's weird. Like, I would never, if I had to give up my phone or my vehicle, I'd give up my phone. Absolutely. Now, granted.
It just, here's what bothers me, I think, of how much people are in love with their phone. Like, that's the only thing that these people live for.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, if you took it away, they'd literally pout like a child, like you wouldn't know what to do.
Yeah.
Some of you out there, look at your screen time. How do you do that again, Brock?
I don't know how to shut it off on my phone, but I just get a weekly thing. It's like, oh, your screen time's up, your screen time's down, yada yada yada. I think the highest I ever had was like during like the first initial shutdown, and it was like it averaged 4 hours a day of screen time. But I mean, there's people I'm sure out there that that are through the roof.
14 hours.
Yeah. I don't know. I could never see giving up my vehicle. The freedom of driving is more important to me than having something that can look up YouTube videos, you know?
Kids don't care. The kids don't even drive anymore,
bro. That's true. That's true.
They don't care. Kids don't even, like, 20-some percent of people know how to drive a stick or something. Stupid study came out like that. It's just insane to me. But yet, a newborn child can come out of the womb and basically update their Facebook.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's craziness.
I don't, and maybe that's just that old school mentality. Maybe we sound like a couple of old fogies right now, like, man, your phones, man.
Ah, you damn.
I don't
know. People on your phones.
So, yeah, there you go. We got having sex with clones and and obsessed with phones.
Hey, rhymes.
I could take a video on my phone of the clone. All right, I ruined it. I'm sorry.
God.
The Morning Dub, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com.